This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're looking at Psalm 103. And today we look at verse 14. Let's just remind ourselves what verse 13 says. It says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." And we looked at that extensively. We looked at a series that we simply titled The Father's Heart. So many different aspects of the Father's heart to learn, to try and understand the Father's heart, to try and figure out maybe why he loves us so much, but he does. And you know what? In the end, we don't need to figure it out at all. We just need to bask in the knowledge that he loves us totally and utterly, in an agape love, an unconditional love that never fails. The psalmist goes on and says this in verse 14, "For he," and that is our Lord and Savior, "for he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wild flowers, we bloom and then we die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here." That is what the psalmist says. And David is sensing that so very, very deeply. He just wants to praise his God. Right from verse 1, he says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles." But God knows, because God made us. God knows that we are weak, beloved. I know that you are like me. I know that you sense that weakness time upon time in your life. Of course, you feel strong and you feel on fire, but there are times in your life when you feel so weak and you just don't know what to do. But the Bible tells us, in your weakness, he is strength. But the psalmist is reminding us here and letting us know that our time here on this planet, our time here on earth, is so short. Some people's lives are shorter than others, and often we think, why has that person gone? Why has that person gone? It doesn't seem fair. You know, I remember I used to go to a Bible week every year called Stoneleigh, and I loved it. It was part of a group of churches called New Frontiers International, and we used to hold this Bible week at Stoneleigh in near Coventry, in the Midlands of the United Kingdom. And I can remember there was a guy there called Simon. I'm trying to think of his surname. I cannot think of his surname at the moment. But he was one of the leaders of the churches in South Africa, a British guy. And he used to preach incredible words. I'll never forget his preaches. And he used to preach with such vigor and such life to 13,000 of us gathered there. And he was 50 years old. And one day we received the news from South Africa. He'd been in the garden playing with his young children. And suddenly, he dropped to the floor. He'd had a massive heart attack, and he was dead before he hit the floor. And we thought, why? Why, Lord? Why did that happen? And I am so sure that when I get to glory, these questions will be answered. But I believe it's because the Lord wanted him home. We have been told that we are merely visitors here, beloved. This is not our home. We are merely visitors on this planet, and our time here is short until the time when the Lord Jesus Christ calls us home, when our race is done, when the victory is announced at the last trumpet. Some of us may well be still on this earth when the Lord comes back. And when the rest of the people here, whether it be me or other people, we will be raptured and taken up to glory. You know, it's an interesting fact that the Federal Aviation Authority in the United States, the authority that governs pilots flying in the skies and the air crew that fly with them, this is a fact that two born-again Christians will not be allowed to fly on a flight anywhere. Two born-again Christian pilots. For if the rapture comes, and they are both born again, and they are both raptured at the same time, the aircraft will plummet to earth because there will be no one to guide it. Such is the power of God's word, where he talks about the rapture. Such is the power of God's word that Jesus Christ is declared in God's word as the Son of God. Such is the power of God's word that we read it and we get an interpretation that comes from the Holy Spirit if we will but ask him. For he knows how weak we are. Beloved, he knows how weak we are. He knows how we fail constantly. How many times have I prayed this prayer? Lord, deliver me from doing that which is wrong. Lord, deliver me from this constant sin. Lord, deliver me so that I can be made pure. Lord, deliver me so that I can be pure in your sight, so I can be holy, so I can be set apart for you. Yet the sin continues. Paul says in his letter to the Roman church, the 3rd chapter and verse 23, he said, "For we all sin and fall short But Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is the one without sin, the one who never sinned, the one who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The one who calls you and says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest and even as those words left my lips, I sense in Jesus' name that as you are listening right now, you are feeling that rest. You are feeling his peace. Because his word has come alive to you in your life, in my life. David the psalmist goes on and says this, our days on earth are like grass, like wild flowers. We bloom, we blossom, and then we die. But I believe that should read, we bloom, we blossom, and then we pass from this life to the next. The connotation of the word die isn't what Jesus says, isn't what Jesus teaches. For he says we go from this life into the next. We transition from this world into this, into the next. We transition from this mortal body into a heavenly body. And we are given so much more. In glory there is no more tears. There is no more pain. There is no more sorrow. Just joy, rejoicing. Can you imagine for a moment being in glory? Standing in the throne room of grace, standing in that very throne and listening to the cherubim and the seraphim and listening to the choirs of angels and listening to the saints, to the beloved people of God as they sing worship in perfect harmony. Can you imagine? So the psalmist says, our days on earth are like grass. Like wild flowers, we boom and then we bloom and then we transition into the next life. The wind blows and we are gone. We are no longer here, beloved. We have gone to be in glory. We are gone, as though we had never been here. But I believe this. If you do that which God has called you to do, I can tell you, when you go, it'll never be as though you had not existed, because I believe the legacy of that which God has told you to do will be here for all to see. The legacy of what God has asked you to do will be here, beloved, and people will be able to see it for themselves. Why? Because God has called you. And I believe he has called you. I also believe this, that someone listening to this broadcast has lived their lives up to this point. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a man, a woman, or if you're a girl or a boy. I have no clue. I just know you're listening to this broadcast. And up to this point, up to today, right now, while you're listening, you have been frightened of death. And all of a sudden, that fear of death has left you. And if you are watching, or sorry, not watching, but if you're listening to this broadcast and you have a fear of death and it hasn't gone, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for your word today. Lord God Almighty, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. But for those who are listening to this particular broadcast right now, and they have a fear of dying, I pray in Jesus' name that after this word, Lord, that fear of death has gone in Jesus' mighty name. Your word says, O death, where is your sting? O death, where is your sting? It has gone. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen.
This is my prayer, an offering of love, rising to you, my Lord. All of my thoughts, my fears and anxious ways, I give to you. I know that trusting means letting go. Give me the courage to get out of the boat and walk upon the rolling sea. As I look to you and away from me, so here I am in all my contradictions, afraid to live from the source of my convictions, all the plans I've made and the masks I've worn count for nothing before you. I'm just a beggar standing at your door, in need of some love, in need of some warm love. Be my God, strengthen me. Let me lay my weary head against you now. This is my prayer, an offering of love,